welcome back to Dare We Say.
And by that, I mean welcome back to Dare We Say, Yasmeen, because she's been gone for now a month.
Yeah.
I've been gone.
Who knew a little vacation could turn into over 30 days of being abroad? Is that even legal? It is.
It's legal. What I did was I went for another study abroad program, but this time it was
as an adult.
As an adult.
The subject, life.
What are you studying? Actually, I'm majoring in life right now.
How does it feel to be back?
Oh my God, it feels so good to be back. And it feels good to be back with my community, with my people. Alicia, you're so cute. She's smiling at me like this. Like a little.
Alicia's
like,
really pretty.
Alicia's really pretty. Can we make this whole episode about Alicia being pretty?
Is this pretty privilege part two?
Yes!
Are you guys just gonna drag me?
No, you're beautiful.
You're just really pretty.
I'm just glad to be back in the stew. I'm back in the stew. We're cooking in the stew. Back to with you all. Really pretty, right? I'm grateful to be with the girls. How are you guys?
We're good. I just landed from Chicago. Why was it there? No reason. Would I go back?
See,
no.
Did you see the bean?
I have fun? Yes.
Did you flick the bean?
I did come near the bean.
Oh.
But I didn't go to it.
You didn't touch the bean. You came near it.
More so around the circumference. They don't have HR here, babe.
Oh, got it.
Anyway, I heard you were painting last night.
I was.
Yeah.
I painted last night with a bunch of friends.
Oh, my God.
We literally just were listening to the music we love, and we painted, and it was so therapeutic.
That sounds
Which
really
sounds
nice.
So childish.
No,
it
doesn't.
Nice.
I'm sorry. I was watching
sounds
this.
Rich.
That sounds rich. But I was listening to this TikTok, and it was like, people need to be painting more with their friends because it actually, like, it shows a sense of community that you don't always have to be, like, talking or having stimulating conversations, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But just, like, making art with the people you love.
Fun fact, painting used to give me anxiety, which I didn't know. Is that, like, a sign of, like, being a psychopath or mental illness?
No, babe.
Because it literally gave me anxious thoughts.
Why?
I don't know. I was just like, if it's not going to be Picasso, like, throw it away and die.
Oh, I kind of felt that way. Well, you know me. I don't like being
mediocre.
Yeah, like
and anything.
Thank you. Yes, this has now become my therapy session. I don't like being bad at things, but you have to try and like explore. And
yeah.
My painting was not good, and I was so embarrassed because our friend he said, "Oh, I want to put all the paintings that people make up at the house."
Did he paint something very violent and scary?
He did. Oh my God! Shout out to our bestie Jason. He painted a slasher and a cannibal.
Did Angie just paint like a sun with like a big smile?
Angie's painting was called "The Feelings of Her Vagina."
Love. I love this feminist theory. I feel like
I'm obsessed with that. Well, speaking of vaginas,
yeah,
our guest doesn't have one.
No.
From what I know.
And I don't want him now.
Unless he wants to.
Unless he wants to, then we support his
journey. Then we accept that.
But he is one of my favorite people on the planet, and we need all of his energy. And I have had the honor of knowing him since I was 9 years old.
Jeez.
And he's just always been perfect. Exclamation point. So
he's an actor. He's a singer. You may have seen him in iconic films like Booksmart, They/Them, his music, or his amazing TikTok videos that will keep you in a loop until you have perpetual insomnia.
Yep.
His show Daybreak. He's just...
He has one name and one name only, and that is...
Austin Kroot.
Woo! The light of every room, baby.
Thanks for being here.
Hi, Austin.
How are you doing?
I'm doing so well.
Okay,
you know, I feel rejuvenated. You know, I feel good.
Yeah.
You know, the weekend just ended. The week started. I feel like it's time to get the week. It's 2023, know?
Yeah.
I have goals for this year.
What are your goals?
Oh, my God. First of all, oh, my God. Stop it right now. One of my goals is to get a boyfriend 2023.
Oh. Period.
Okay, slay.
It needs to happen. I'm done messing around with y'all DLs and stuff. Hey, if you're not
speak
out,
to them. Speak to
get
them.
Out.
Let them know.
If you're not out, get out.
Yep.
Talk to a therapist. You need somebody.
Yeah,
BetterHelp.com.
And this is a sponsored event.
Yes. No more of that. And I'm just, you know, it's giving self embracing.
Okay.
Self-love,
yes.
But also self encapsulation. I just want to hug myself.
Okay. I want to hug myself.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Beautiful. Yeah. Hug.
I think it could be helpful to just paint a little picture like you did last night how you guys know each other. Austin, can you tell us how you and Alicia met?
We did a talent convention
I'm
in Orlando, Florida.
Not just any talent convention.
Yes, called AMTC. AMC.
Which stands for?
Which stands for Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ.
Right.
And that? You, yes. And, like, a lot of people, like, came from there. Like, yeah. Megan Fox came from there.
It's just random people.
Random people. Like, it was, like, they would always have, like, this little list. And they'd be like, ooh, this person, that person.
Doesn't she, like, worship the devil now?
Like, honestly, I mean, blood, and I kind of... after Jennifer's body.
Right. Yeah, it's like, can you really go back? You no. just kind of have to commit.
Yep. Yeah.
But this random convention, like, a bunch of actors went to, and Austin and I come from super Christian households, but we're, like, always eclectic, artistic kids.
Yeah.
And personally, me, I, like, printed it out, and I showed it to my mom, and I was like, I want to act, so take me to this.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I was 9 years old.
Nine,
and I was like, and I said, please take me here, because I kept on hearing, like, radio ads. Why am I talking like I lived in the 60s? But it's the truth. And then you were, like, the same way. Like Austin's been, like, producing music since he was, like, 12 years old. It's kind of
insane. Your music is so good now.
Oh, my God,
it is so good.
Oh, thank you.
Actually, one of the most talented people I've ever met in my life.
Me that song.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. No, you know what? And it's going to happen. Listen. The music video coming. The music video dropping very soon. We're getting it finalized.
All right.
We're getting it finalized. But, yeah, like, AMTC, that was, like, what was that? It was, like, 2011?
Yeah, 2010, Jesus. 2011. And we, like, met each other in Orlando because he was coming from Atlanta. I was living in Texas at the time. And we literally were, like, attached at the hip the minute we met.
Oh, obviously. Because also,
we weren't, like, we were different. Like, we were, like, just very black and loud and... like, and we just love this art thing.
Was it predominantly, like, a white space?
It was a predominantly white space. I would say so. Yeah. Because it was very expensive to go there. And it just, there was definitely a disparity probably when, like, even though they did help people, like, they helped people to attend.
Yeah, it was amazing. Like, fun fact, my agency in New York, like, I only met them through this company that I met when I was, like, 9 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's funny, I haven't talked about this in detail in forever, but we met in Orlando, and then fast forward through all the light years, we always stayed in touch. Like, he just was always one of my favorite people. My mom and I showed up to your NYU Hairspray performance. Like,
did you play Seaweed?
I did.
Oh, fuck yes!
Whenever I could catch you. To play Penny, my dream.
Yes.
Really?
You are Penny.
Oh, you would be such a
dream role.
You'd be a really good Penny.
I want to
look like a Penny.
Selfish boy.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Oh,
not the vocals. Oh, yeah.
Performance.
The vibrato.
And now I taste the chocolate.
Oh.
Yes.
Chocolate.
I guess.
You guys should do a duet together.
Ooh, yay.
Josie just fell. She's currently under the table. She's currently under the
impression
table.
Impression of it.
I loved it.
Yay.
That song about chocolate definitely... men. I want to hear the duet.
Oh, yeah. I think I still remember. Wait, what's the song? If I was a selfish fool, I know.
Living in the ghetto.
Like,
is everywhere you go. Who'd have thought I'd love a boy? Skin as white as fantasy. In my ivory tower, I was just a snack. But now I taste the chocolate. And I'm never without love.
Life is like I don't know.
No, fun fact, that was the first show I ever saw on Broadway when I was 5 years
really?
Old.
Really? Are you guys following Nikki Bronsky on TikTok, the girl who was in Hairspray, the movie?
No.
Blonsky. She's, like, not doing any acting now. I think she's doing hair. And she's just laughing and loving
it. That makes sense.
Yeah, she's just doing hair. Spray. All right, I think we can end it right there.
I know. I'm just excited that you're here. All that goes to say, like, we talk about it probably every time we see each other, and it makes me feel like an old auntie because of it. But every time I see you, I'm like, can you believe that we are living in L.A.? Doing the thing that we said we were going to do when we were 9.
And we had been said it.
Here. You had more confidence than I did. And you would always tell me, don't do that and don't say that. Because I would always be like, I don't know. Like, I just was a lot more shy at that time, which is hard to believe because I was still outspoken and loud. But Austin knew. Austin knew.
I'm gonna credit my family. I'm gonna credit my mother for speaking life into me.
Oh, yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, and encouraging me. And I was like, I'm not taking no for an answer.
Yeah,
no,
and you never did.
As you shouldn't. I feel like that's something so rare to find these days.
We don't ask consent for success.
Oh. Why am I loving that?
For everything else, yes. Like 100%, please.
Success?
But not for
success? Okay, Oprah. That was as good as, were you silent or silent? Silence.
You know what? I saw a documentary last weekend while I was in this great state of Utah.
Wow.
About the artist Little Richard. And he said a quote that I think is amazing. And I think it would resonate with you. He said, I'm convinced, I'm not conceited.
Oh, I love that.
That was really
That is
good.
The definition of Austin. And it's,
yes.
I huh. always.
Or I'm not yes. conceited, I'm convinced.
I'm not Sounds conceited, better that way. I'm convinced.
Right. That's a bar. Yep. But no, that genuinely has been you. Because you've always been the most lovely, kind person. Mm. It's genuinely why you're like, over the years, one of the people I like consistently am like, he's one of my favorite. I love him. I want to see him win. I want to see him thrive. Even if it's been a you year or a month since we've seen each other, I love you.
Yes.
But that's why I always, like even now, we'll be at a bar in LA and I'm like, my little 9-year-old bestie. Because I kind of looked up to you. Do you know that?
No. I mean, oh. like,
he's like, I mean, like, yeah. Little...
He's like, absolutely.
I actually did know that. So.
He's like, for fucking sure, bitch.
No. No, you know who sent me, who got me on Snapchat? Enom. You remember Enom? Enom Clayton?
Yes. And he's here now,
too. And we
started
talking about you. Yes.
Wait. Aw.
Yes. And it's funny. So I did my 20s music video in 2020.
Yeah.
And he was going to be one of the people that was like... Ooh. That was gonna be dancing.
He's a crumper,
in it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he a crumper. He's like real, like, you got served. It's giving you got served vibes. It's giving Step Up to the Streets. And it's such a good film. Oh my gosh. Shout out Moose. In that
Snubbed
film.
By the Oscars, Step Up.
Yeah, I know.
I think about it every
no,
day.
No, literally,
I really
though.
I think about it every day.
And honestly, like, shout out the Academy and everything.
But not
that, like,
but Step Up.
Expand. Exactly. Step Up, horror movies.
No, what they need to do is bring back Step Up so we could be in it.
No, okay.
Okay, this is a, yep.
Anyway, we're happy that you're here. We're happy to get into it.
This is,
thank you.
It's hot.
Also, may I just say, I had the privilege of spending a week with Austin in the country of Scotland.
Oh, yes. In Scotland.
And I literally had never hung out with him before. We had literally
never hung out one-on-one.
We had probably only seen each other twice before that. And we spent 7 days together. I swear to God, I slept like 4 hours a night because we would stay up talking. Like, I felt like a middle schooler.
Oh. No, literally, we would like be staying up talking, you know, food. It was so, and even like going to the club, just being out, that was so fun. And you know how to have fun.
Yes,
you know how to have a good time.
Yes,
I'm honored that you say that because you're the definition of that to
me.
And no, you don't think that about a lot of people.
No,
you
really.
And I don't. We
really?
Be at functions.
Really?
Like this. Oh, no. You and I be like this.
I consider Alicia like the highest standard of that wow, stuff. But I also, you're on her same level.
Oh my
so
God.
To think that you were met with good and happiness.
No,
happy.
Very much so. And it's like whenever I go to another place too, it's like, okay, is the party scene, is the club going to be American vibes? Because there's a lot of oomphs.
Yeah, what's the tea? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's
a lot of
oomphs. There's a lot of oomphs everywhere. And shout out to the oomphs community.
Not the oomphs community. Not shout the out Berlin to the underground techno.
Yes.
Like,
and
awful
it's the Berlin
ketamine.
Can you do
answer.
It though? I feel like you can because you studied abroad. And when you came back from abroad, you were a new person.
Berlin.
Shut the fuck up.
I know. I know.
Oh,
you had a time. You had a time.
You had a time.
Leather, latex, sleigh, sex clubs,
yes.
Red light.
You know, I would be
Amsterdam.
Straight if I didn't go to Berlin.
Bergheim, period. Shout out to...
I will never forget that coffee date. Do you remember that coffee date?
Woo!
And you were like, bitch, I'm... And I said, I know.
All we're going to say is, hola, you know who you are.
Right, you know
ooh.
Who you are.
Period.
Ooh, yeah.
Deep, so deep cut.
That was
deep
good. Guys. That was good.
Hey.
Let's talk about some of the stuff that's bothering us, bugging us, making us itch in the news.
Or making us happy.
Or making us happy.
I really want to talk about something that's been on my mind, taking up so much real estate as
been
I was.
Mama.
Been on my mind.
Oh.
okay.
I see.
I've been just thinking about Paris Fashion Week. And because of that, I'm putting on my sunglasses because if I'm going to be Anna Wintour, I'm going to be Anna Wintour.
Tour.
So let's give a tour.
Give.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Paris Fashion Week's happened. Do we like it? Have we watched any TikTok clips about it?
I have.
Yes.
I have.
Okay. We do.
I saw some upside down dresses and I saw some lions and all that shit. I know.
Oh, yes. The sideways dress. I was like, okay, that's a choice.
Yeah. All right. So I want to start off with Schiaparelli because that's exactly what the lion's dress was.
Yeah.
And you see Irina Shayk. Is that her name? Irina Shayk? She's Bradley Cooper's ex, the model. She could step on my neck. She walked in and she was wearing a black gown with a faux lion's head on it. And you also saw Naomi Campbell.
Wait, so did Kylie Jenner, didn't she wear
exactly.
that too?
Exactly. Kylie Jenner wore the same one. And Kylie's a Leo, so she knew exactly what she was doing
in
the center of attention.
Please mistake me if I'm wrong,
because
I'm not really a bougie gal.
Mm.
But for those events, don't they all get dressed and they know what everybody's
Correct.
Wearing?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, so it's messy.
So it's not, I don't know if it's messy, but they did it on purpose. So Kylie wanted to go in sitting front row next to who? I'll get to Doja Cat in a second. But she was there and she wore the exact same dress that was premiering and debuting on the runway.
Oh.
So that was a big O.
That was a O. And I did notice
Yeah.
That the designer was like, okay, let me make the model's dress have the open mouth lion.
Yep.
And then Kylie had the closed mouth.
Yes, wait, so exactly. You're saying, so the head on the dress.
I actually didn't know that.
Was mouth giving no, Kylie land, it was talking.
Yep. So which one do you think, which one was winning?
Oh, yeah.
The open mouth or the closed mouth?
You know what? I personally
like, which one was the higher up?
I'm afraid
the
for what you
open
think.
Mouth.
I agree.
I like the open mouth. It was giving like, oh, I'm saying something. Like, it was giving communication. It was like the closed mouth is like, all right, so I just have like a big plushy brooch.
It was a very big brooch. But here's the thing. There were so many animal aspects having animal heads. And yes, they were all faux. But I just posed the question, Schiaparelli. Ooh. I understand art. I love art. I love art is in the eye of the beholder. But I just don't think it was giving anything. But you know who did make a fucking debut? It was Doja Cat. Doja Cat with 30,000 red Swarovski crystals all over her body, satin corset. Tits to the gods. Mm-hmm. Her dress was red beaded, and Pat McGrath and her team did her makeup, and it took them over 5+ hours to do everything.
People don't dress like that anymore.
No,
that reminded me of 2010 pink Lady Gaga era.
Yes.
Also, somebody said she's not worrying, which I think people are just beautiful however they show up and come. But someone, I think, said it perfectly. They were like, she's not worried about being desired, like, aesthetically. She's worried about making a moment and having fun and having creativity. Yes. And I love that about fashion.
Yes, they said this is what dressing for the female gaze and for the gaze of art is like, as opposed to the male gaze.
I love that. And, you know, I also love that she clapped back the next day at the show because everybody, it's like,
what are you wearing?
What are you wearing?
Exactly.
Why do you have no lashes on? Why do you have no lashes? There's no contour. You could have given us more.
That, no.
Insane. So she just wore a mustache that was eyelashes.
Out of lashes.
Like, I love the expression. I love the creativity. I love that she doesn't feel like confined to a box. And I thought it was super cool. Also, the way I do not have the patience to have sat there in those crystals.
I
think just like sensory wise, it would have been a lot for me. So I'm like, kudos to her. Also, it saddens me that for fashion, we get lost in, you know, the quote-unquote gimmicky looks. Not to tear down, like, any house or anything. But the gimmicky looks that get a lot of press.
Like when, what?
Like, you know, like, oh, the lion's head or whatever it may be. When there was I don't want to butcher her name, but she's a dark complexion model. She wore a dress that is stunning in the Schiaparelli
show. I know exactly. The
stunning.
Black
the tailoring
the
is stunning. That is art. That is upper echelon fashion. That is a... That was worthy of a Paris Week. I'm not saying the other looks weren't, but that dress nobody talked about.
Alicia, so that's
because it's
exactly.
Like, what is most shocking? What is the most avant-garde? Yeah. So let's talk about that. Which I get, there's an aspect of fashion.
Right.
But then it's unfortunate because it's like, when we talk about upper echelon and like brand names and stuff, and mind you, I'm not even one of those girls, we talk about tailoring and creativity and the art of fashion.
So,
and then those looks don't get talked about because we like spectacle.
So during Schiaparelli, there were so many, not smaller pieces, but more simple, beautiful, elegant, gorgeous statement pieces, couture moments that were so overlooked because you had a fucking lion's head on a black satin dress or you had a wolf on a dress.
Yeah.
And I just don't think we were focusing on the wrong things when look how beautiful these other outfits are. But we're not going to give too much away for Schiaparelli. But the next one, I really have a bone to pick with Victor and Ralph.
Mm. Oh,
so
gee.
They were the ones who... Yeah. Oh, Austin has something to say. No, I want you to say before I even go
I
in.
I heard a little bit about Victor and Ralph.
I can't
I
want
to know what you say.
Tell
I
us.
Know what
Tell us
say.
What you heard. Tell us what you
Talk
heard,
your
Austin.
Shit.
No, I, yes, I heard a little bit about it, but I don't really know enough about it.
I'll tell you
it.
The tea, and then I want to give
I saw it on Twitter. I saw
exactly.
It on Twitter.
It was
Wait, I actually don't know anything about this. Let's
so Victor and Ralph, they basically had a whole couture show where they had a lot of women. Also, can I just say, all because you have Paloma Alessar, who is my favorite model, in the runway for one curve model, doesn't mean that you're not doing anything crazy and bold by having one curve model there. Everyone is still a size double negative 50,000. And everyone is just walking. Like, it's so disturbing to see that. But all the models were wearing a nude corset, like a nude bra and something cinching their waist. And then the dresses were either sideways.
Yeah,
the dresses
yeah.
were
okay.
all – the dresses, it looked like Elphaba was going to wear it while she was singing Defying Gravity and
what
Wicked.
What do you mean by sideways?
Like the physically
so like literally
sideways.
She would be standing there in the dress.
The dress is holding
like the waist. The waist.
No, the whole dress.
The whole.
Like
the whole thing.
Like
the
I don't
silhouette
know how they
slanted.
Did it.
So it looked like she's running.
No,
like it's like literally like somebody put a dress
and then it
on,
closed
photoshopped
out.
A dress.
Oh,
on
I
her
totally
side.
Understand what you're saying now.
And then it closed out with a dress that was upside down, so,
so
you literally didn't see the
model
face.
I was like, I
So, no, the dress was perpendicular.
So the dress, there's so many. And then another dress was like there was an attachment rod that was in front of the model. And so it was walking in front of the model. Like, listen, once again, we're going back to the basics of, yes, we love art. Yes, I love something that is deeper than what the meaning actually is. I understand that. But at what point it's like no one's going to wear that. And I think in the coming months, we're going to see that on the red carpet. Who's wearing Victor and Ralph? Because I know damn well not many people will be.
Well, it takes a risk. Like, that's the thing. I think fashion's a risk. But then sometimes it's like, and it's a super like thin line, right? Because it's like, it's expressive, it's art, it's supposed to take risks. But then to an extent, like, is it coming from a sincere place of like expression and creativity, or is it gimmicky and spectacle? So now we're all talking about it.
But also, who are you to say that?
That's the thing. I was just going to
say,
I'm not.
Art isn't,
like, because you're not the one designing it.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I think sometimes...
And not who are you, but who are we, rather.
No, but that's why I prefaced it from the beginning. I actually... I'm not a couture girl. Mm. I'm not a name brand girl. I actually... Not up until, like, the last 4 or 5 years have I paid attention to shows. And I know houses that I like. Like, I like Mugler and other stuff. But that's the thing. You just never know. But when you do, like, read things and, like, Vogue, or, like, you listen to certain insider fashion girlies... Like, one of my favorite TikTokers, and I'm so sad I'm forgetting her name. She does, like, sustainable influencing and de-influencing.
I don't know. No.
I'm going to want to look her up. But anyways, she talks about it's beautiful that we're taking risk and creativity, and you never know, like, a designer's intention. But the issue is the lack of quality. She's like, why are we looking at looks down the runway that aren't finished, that you can tell are done poorly for the spectacle?
100%.
And she's like, we're losing the quality of art. And also, that's what she was saying. She was like, I want Fashion Week to be more accessible and equitable, but the issue with the New York Fashion Week, she was saying, I've never been to a fashion show a day in my life, but she was saying a lot of the fashion shows she went to in New York, just the clothes were done poorly. And she's like, this is supposed to be the epitome of art and fashion. And now, because you want something cuckoo and crazy. You is that a word?
Cuckoo and crazy? Cuckoo. No, it is.
Thank you.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Cocoa
right,
Puffs.
Exactly. Cuckoo fun.
Like, major the laser. Quality isn't
Not
there.
Laser. I'm done with you.
So that's a combo, you know
that
what I
mean? That makes sense.
Yeah. So, but all in all, I think it's beautiful. It's great. Who am I to fucking say anything?
Did you love Mugler? I love Mugler.
Mugler. Mm-hmm. Okay, in this couture show in Paris.
They were my favorite.
I'm so sorry, but I think they took the cake for best show in Paris Fashion Week because they incorporated, first of all, filming the whole thing.
And they also still had spectacle. They snatched a bag from Kylie Jenner.
I was going to get there. So you have Miss
from,
Z-Way.
Wait a minute. Was that JT?
JT.
Girl.
I want to start off with Z-Way. Z-Way came in. This is Z-Way's debut on any runway, and let me say, she can walk better than fucking Kendall can, and I'll say that with my head held high. So she came in wearing a black lace bra, a corset set with a tiny mini skirt, and high sleek
to
snatched
Mugler.
Yep,
yeah,
high sleek snatched scrunched pony. She
people.
Then grabbed the mic, and there she is, Lisa Rinna. She was saying, Lisa Rinna, are you ready to own it, baby? Lisa Rinna, front row at Mugler with her sunglasses on after she just exited Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, saying, I fucking came to own it, baby. And I just think that is so iconic, so random, so fucking
She was sitting in the row like this.
But you know
like
who
this.
Did it? Arca. Mm-hmm. Arca was, who's a beautiful model. She's a fucking icon. Was walking the runway, lace, snatched legs, waist, snatched, sunglasses on. And there she goes, and she has her microphone on, and then she takes JT from City Girl's bag, and they have a little scruffle, and this is all obviously scripted beforehand, but they're like, give me the fucking bag, and she just
and walks
off.
And then JT was talking about it in some interview. She was like, I was a little nervous I was gonna go, but it was cute.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I feel like what I liked about this collection is how Casey Callwater, I said his name incorrectly, paid respect to the house's original vision of Mugler, but also pushing the envelope to go forward with incorporating old pieces from Mugler's vintage collections, but also being more present and also having different type of social media, social pop culture references within the show. It was giving sex. It was giving promiscuous. It was giving... fetish. It was giving so much.
It was giving FedEx.
It was giving FedEx and UPS and the U.S. Postal Service. And it was just so beautiful to watch.
I'm obsessed with that.
And it was just, all I'm saying is this.
I loved it.
All I know is this. If y'all ever see me at Fashion Week, which y'all gonna see me at Fashion Week.
Yeah, you will.
Oh, period.
If y'all ever pull that Kylie shit, I'm getting up. And oh, I'm going
wild. Wait, but he's what gonna be the lion?
I'm not kidding. Scaparelli, don't ever do that to Austin.
Scaparelli. So this is
y'all will be embarrassed. No. I will embarrass y'all.
So everyone looked good. Dior killed it. Chanel killed it. Loewe killed it. And we're gonna end this. I might be 5'2". Oh. I might be tiny.
5'2", fine two.
Fine two. But what I will say is I can walk that runway better than you can. So if you're a casting call agent, cast me to be in your next fucking Paris Ravage Week runway.
Are you trying to get
was this entire thing as an audition for
this
you?
This was an audition piece.
Okay, good to know.
Okay, so I have tea. I want to take you guys to court. A few things that have been going on in the news. One thing that I'll touch on just very briefly, we'll have updates by the time this episode comes out. So get your Google and get your information and look it up because you'll hear the update. The Academy is currently investigating one of the nominations for the Best Actress category. And although they haven't specified that they are going to be doing that investigation for that specific category, it is assumed that they're talking about Best Actress because a white woman who's 41 years old, was nominated for the role of Leslie in the film To Leslie. What is it? I don't even know what it is. I haven't heard about it. You haven't heard about it either. You know why? Because it did $27,000 in the box office. Yeah, which is unheard of. Did very bad. So this is being talked about right now because of the last-minute grassroots effort to get this film nominated on behalf for the Best Actress category of Leslie. People are posting about it left and right. Gwyneth Paltrow's posting about it. Kate Blanchett mentioned it in her Critics' Choice Awards speech when she won for Tar, how everyone should vote for this one girl. It is, like, insane. No one knows she got nominated.
Oh, weren't there parties and shame?
There were parties thrown for it.
Crazy.
Also, it is already assumed that they broke two rules. Those rules being, one, lobbying, which isn't actually, like, specifically identified and laid out in the Academy's rule book what lobbying means, but it is implied that lobbying is, you know, convincing people to vote for someone. And another thing is being exclusionary. Literally, one of the people who were trying to promote this film and this actress, I genuinely don't even know her name, but they were posting saying, like, forget about Viola, forget about Danielle from Till, who's incredible, and vote for this girl. And to think that that effort literally excluded the possible nomination of Viola Davis and Danielle Deadwater, which is a total snub, and they deserve their places, and it was given to a white woman who may have not earned it faithfully and ethically, I think is very interesting. And as we speak, they've already met the Academy on Tuesday and had a discussion. And Clayton, forget his last name, but you've met him and you like him. He is works at Variety. He has said that an insider told him that what they'll be discussing on Tuesday is this investigation. So we should have an update on that soon. But it could be rescinded, that nomination, which would make
it. That would be wild.
That is the first of its kind. It's never happened.
Not the first. It's happened only 9 times before history of the Oscars. Only 9 times before. But listen, people are racist. People kill people. Like, I imagine what could have gone down in the past 100 years of the Oscars.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, some bad shit. I also didn't know this up until 2 years ago. I distinctly remember this conversation I had in Josie's room. We were laying down in your bed, and I felt so naive and ignorant because I didn't know that you have to campaign. Obviously, you have to do great work in a movie, but I did not know until you see, you're confused right now.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Let me explain to you something. I'll do it briefly. But to get nominated, we don't notice. We black.
Right, exactly. They're not giving us the tea. What's going on?
So let me tell you what they do. You have to do great work on a project, obviously. But after that, you got to go to dinners, baby.
Yep.
Oh, you got to go to lunches. There
private
are parties.
Private screenings.
People are flown out.
I'm not going to name a show, but there was a show. I've never seen it, so I actually can't speak to it. But literally, they were all flown to that country that this project was filmed. Ooh. And paid it for, put up in hotels and stuff. Ooh. Just to, you know, just to learn about the show. And it's like that obviously incentivizes you after you've been catered, given a free trip.
Right.
Like you have to campaign. You feel me?
No, I'm voted.
Yeah, a certain extent of that is normal.
It's
and
normal.
So much of awards is to promote films nowadays because no one's going to the movie theater. So that's why the awards system still exists. And like, the Golden Globes are coming back because they just need another reason to convince people to like put their butt in the seat.
And I understand, like, obviously, all of us here, we love cinema. So to an extent, that makes sense. You promote your film, you market it. As artists, you have to do that in this industry. But I feel so naive. I was an adult when I learned that. I was like, I was like, you would have to sit down with people and talk about your film or talk about the nuances of your journey creating that character and all of those things. So, but, you know, unfortunately, people will manipulate that system.
Yeah.
And that's what this investigation is about. And it's really fascinating. I was having conversations about it this weekend because it's like there were private parties and also like huge actresses were like, vote for this girl, which is like, this isn't like a politician.
And by the way,
race.
She was good in it. Actually, the movie is this? Critics say it's called To Leslie. They say she was good.
It's probably great.
But was it Oscar worthy? We're not sure.
Yeah. I feel like there are just so many movies and TV shows too, honestly. I mean, beyond the Academy, that I feel should be getting recognition. I mean, I just saw like a Twitter thread that was talking about like horror movies and how horror movies are like never.
Yeah, Mia Goth talked about that.
Ever talked about. Is that
Mia Goth, yes, from Pearl.
From Pearl, yes.
Yeah, I just want to be a star.
Yes. And I feel like I have not watched Pearl yet, but even from the trailer, it's giving...
Her acting, she should have been nominated for Best Actress. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
It was fucking incredible.
Yeah.
If we're talking about the credit scene, like, you know, the credit scene is hot right now.
Yes.
People want to see the main character in shambles during the credits. And, you know, I feel like that is tough to do. I mean, you got to sit there. They just got to let the camera roll. Okay, pictures up. Let's do it. Go. And then it's like... They have to edit the credits in there.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just going to be standing there doing whatever you're doing. Okay, you're going to stop the smile.
No, she...
There,
also,
and
I think
do
it's,
that until they say cut.
And it's also very brave of to even speak out about it.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like... Like, she said that in an interview, and she's like, I probably shouldn't say this because of the politics of it, but I'm going to say it.
Right.
It's all political.
Yeah.
In the nominations, the voting, everything is predetermined. Yeah. And I think it's so naive of us to be like...
Yeah. But it's like, it's this double-edged sword, right?
Sure.
Because growing up, award shows like changed my life when I would see
of
a black
course,
actress or
yeah.
a Latina actress. You guys have personally seen me cry when Ariana DeBose won her award. I cried. Mm. I cried this year with Key. I cried this year with Quinta. So to an extent, we have to see ourselves, right? We talk about queer representation, individuals who are neurodivergent, disabilities. When you see people from diverse communities win an award, it means something.
Yeah.
And we can't dilute that. But also to an extent, we can't equate the worth of a piece in art by... awards. You just can't because they're, you know, it is corrupt. It is biased to an extent.
Just like Step Up. Like, that was snubbed. Best film ever.
That's not
Step
where I thought that was going to go. But yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, but like I'm sitting here and I am obviously, everybody's opinions are going to be different. But for me, I dumbfounded that Woman King didn't get more. Dumbfounded.
I'm dumbfounded.
Dumbfounded.
And you know
I
what?
Well.
I have yet to see it.
Bitch,
what? I do. I know
what it. What type of 180 was that?
I know it. But from what I'm hearing through the streets,
I'm gonna need this to be a cookout conversation, and we're gonna need to watch that.
I know.
I am so happy. I am so joyous. I think everybody should be clapping their hands like we are at a kickback with them because Keke Palmer is pregnant.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Thank you. Like, no. Like,
The chosen one is in there.
I wish I was that baby. I'm not that Nepo baby.
I will stand behind till my last breath.
That is the Nepo babies
that
we
is
need.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, they're only
Rihanna
a few that we
respect. And Keke Palmer are going to be mothers in the same, like, year.
The stars have shifted.
To think about.
I just got goosebumps.
Did y'all feel that?
I just got goosebumps.
They're going to have a baby in the same year.
The same year.
I wonder what their signs are. Okay, so.
Anyways. Obviously, we just celebrate life here, right? We're just happy that she's pregnant. But I don't think people understand, like, the gravity. Because, like, Keke Palmer on a secular, like, mainstream level has become, like, a name. But, like, if you're Black in America, she is our girl. Like, yeah. She is the it girl.
Yeah.
She is Miss Jackson VP. She is Akilah in the B. Akilah. She did. She has been in so much work. She was making her own music. Jump in. Like, she was a Disney girl. Then she was a Knit girl. How many people can say that?
A Knit girl. Exactly.
People don't know that. She was a Knit girl. She was a Disney girl. Then she shifted. And then she started creating music. Then she does skits. And then also, people do not give her flowers enough. So I want to take this moment to do that. Not only does she have such a beautiful body of work, but personally for me, like, growing up as someone who wanted to pursue this and was just, you know, like, scared and not knowing what that looks like, especially as a person of color, she, in my opinion, has been one of the most transparent about her journey.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I will never forget when she, even up until recently, people were awful, truly evil to her about the acne that she was facing because she struggles with, like, her hormones and a lot of, like, medical issues that she transparently has talked about.
Yeah.
She has done lives without makeup on where people said, like, she looked – I'm not even going to, like, recount the statements. And she just very openly was like, you guys don't accept or uplift what just people naturally look and are born like, and I'm not going to be ashamed of that anymore.
No. Mm-hmm.
And then also, like, back in the day – and she's been doing this all as a young woman. I will never forget – it actually changed my life. She did this Wendy Williams interview where she spoke out about a popular R&B artist sexually harassing her.
Yes.
And I just will say, unfortunately, I think certain communities did not receive her well because of it. And they said that she was just trying to get attention. And she's like, no, it's just because I'm a woman and because I'm young and because I'm Black, you guys don't want to believe me and this is what happened. Like, you know, this happens and it's awful and we need to start speaking out about it. And I think all of these men aren't held accountable because of their names and I'm not going to do that.
Yep.
And even older Black women weren't there supporting her the way she should. And I will never forget, I watched that interview live with my mom. I was, like, young in high school, and I was like, wow. And she's continued to do that. Mm-hmm. So all of that goes to say, Miss Girl now being in Nope and being on SNL and hosting after her long career, after her transparency, after all the Black joy. She has the last laugh. And she just had a beautiful baby shower this last week with her partner. No. Do you love that I'm talking like I'm there?
A fine.
Yeah.
No, and, like, and also, like,
I know a fine. Are you talking about a fine? That fine man?
Oh.
That fine man.
Do you think that man is fine?
I think that man is fine.
No, he is fine.
And also, you guys know, like, I really, I try, like, I don't really enjoy celebrity culture, but I do love uplifting and empowering people. Like, I don't.
I'm sorry, I'm like addicted.
Oh.
She's addicted.
Addicted to this lip gloss. But I just am like, I just love this. I feel like we've grown up with her in a really special way. There aren't that many, like, Black women that you can say that for. Mm-hmm. And now she's, like, happy and pregnant, and I wish her nothing but joy. And
yeah, she fucking deserves this. From True Jackson, because I'm the real VP.
Real VP.
Like, she, and she's always also another snub in Nope. Her performance in that.
I'm surprised Nope didn't get anything.
Oh. She is. But also, like, she's also on Twitter. She's always been vocal about, like, putting herself in the room because so many casting directors will be like, open casting call, blah, blah.
That's how she got on Insecure. She tweeted it. She said, I really want to be on your show.
She literally would be like, I want to bring me in. Let me read for you. Let me talk to you. And they always do. And then that's, and also that's how Jordan Peele, she read once for him. And he was like, I want you in Nope.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what happened?
He wrote it for her in mind.
Yeah. Okay. Then there it is.
But I love her as well. Like, she's such an icon. She is the epitome of, like, a star in my eyes. Like, she makes me feel like I can make my voice as loud and as big as I want. I feel like if she makes me feel that way, I can only imagine the young girls, especially young Black girls and boys that look up to her and have always just been told to dim their light and to silence their voice. So I think she deserves literally everything good to ever happen to her.
Yep.
That is someone I would invest in. Take all my money. Give it to her.
I'll put her
I'd
in my
invest
trust.
In her.
I'll put her in my fucking trust. And I will take her out.
I agree. Like, I just think she's so incredible. And
didn't she share SNL with SZA? Didn't she? Wasn't that hers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, you can't get a better SNL.
And the pregnancy.
And she opened it and she said, there's been some rumors and I just want to show y'all. Like,
and
she.
I'm right. I am.
And she said,
I am.
Like,
she's
y'all want to
so
talk
good.
Shit? She, I think, is like one
she
of
She said it like a villain.
Yeah.
Like a
Disney movie. That's a villain era that I support.
She is Miss, I'm sorry to this man. I wouldn't know him. And then the post interview, she's like, I do know this man. I'm so sorry. She's just naturally
she's just
so funny.
She just naturally. She is.
She's always authentically herself. That's the thing you don't see in Hollywood or in life anymore. She's always bringing herself to the table wholeheartedly. Yeah. And I think that's so admirable. And she's so beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. And she now has her own network. Like,
GTV.
She's GTV. Yeah. she's a multi-hyphenate. She's like, I haven't been able to be a part of it. Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of things. I'm just going to do it. And I love my people. And I want to, like, be as different and be authentically me. Like, she inspires me in so many ways. Also, can I just say one of my favorite interviews of all time is her doing Chicken Shop. With
that is
and,
what I'm...
and they ask her and she's sitting like this and let me reenact it for you guys.
Go on.
She goes, so like, if you could be anything in the world, what would you want to be? She goes, you know what, baby, I don't want to be a rock.
She said, I'd be a rock
because if I was a rock, I would just be living life, and even if you step on me, I hurt you. That's what I would want to be. And then she puts a fire in her mouth.
I love that. Okay. I also love that girl. People think she's dating Andrew Garfield.
Wait, no, really? They're not. They're what? Not. No, it's the fact
no,
that
they just had like flirty moment.
No,
on the
that
carpet.
Was not flirty. She was flirting with him, and he said no, thank you. Not, that's
don't
what
do
happened.
That to Ms.
I don't
I love
know.
Her. I love her.
What do you
I
think?
I watched it, and it was giving very much that he was simping for her.
I just what? Completely, but we can get on that. But this is also a formal invitation to Kiki Palmer if she ever wants to come on this fucking podcast.
We love you,
Austin. Do you have any last minute thoughts that you want to discuss or bring up that I've been boiling on your mind?
Not necessarily, really. I just feel like Kiki Palmer is amazing. Mm-hmm. And she has also been an inspiration for me as well. Y'all can see this lip gloss that I just put on. I think that Kiki Palmer is amazing. Mm-hmm. And literally inspiration I hope to one day achieve half.
Oh.
Of what the icon has achieved. That's all I'm gonna say.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You have been the most incredible guest host we could ever imagine.
You're phenomenal.
Please thank come back you. Another time.
Please.
Spend another hour with us.
Come hang, come cuddle, come kiss.
Like, absolutely.
We love you, and maybe we'll have you on and we'll dive deeper into your life story because it's a story that needs to be told.
So much is going on in the world, but we personally feel like we've been given a platform and should talk about the things that are important and things that we shouldn't ever shy away from. And one of those things is police brutality and state violence and Black bodies senselessly losing their lives. So we wanted to take a moment to pay respect, to have a moment of silence, and to think of all of the people that we've lost at the hands of police officers here in this country of America. So we wanted to take a moment of silence for Tyre Nichols, who was brutally murdered in the streets of Memphis. And we just send prayer, love, and thoughts to his family and all of the people that are dealing with the implications of police brutality.
I think that what happened was so senseless, and it just goes to show that it's not only white officers
Which is a
that are doing this.
Yeah.
I believe that most, like basically 95% of the officers involved were arrested. I am hearing that there was a white officer that was on the scene that did not get arrested. Mm-hmm. And all of the other officers that did are Black. Mm-hmm. And
they're
also
out, fun fact.
Oh, and they're out. The EMT had a chance to do something for 23 minutes and did not.
Jeez.
Which I feel is at least for investigative purposes, grounds to arrest.
For negligence.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
The EMT.
Yep.
I think so too.
Yep.
But I, you know, I just pray that it doesn't happen to anybody that I know. But it's a terrible reality that I feel like even if you are a conservative and you're watching this and you're like, oh, okay, the woke people, da-da-da-da-da, there is a... We should not, as an American society, be supporting police as judge, jury, and executioner.
Yeah.
Like, that is the Constitution.
Yeah.
That is why we are not... We, as Americans, disalign ourselves with some of the political structures of other countries because we live in a country where that's not supposed to be happening. So let's support the Constitution for what it's supposed to be in that there's due process and even if he was guilty, even if he was armed, even if you know, they're getting whole shot at by a assailant, there should be every recourse to not end a person's life or, you know, attack them without the police's life being actually in danger. So.
Yeah,
I agree.
I think that we learn a lot of things from this story and we shouldn't be learning them because of someone's death.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, in short, understanding that there is a problem with the infrastructure in which is police.
Right.
It is cancerous. It is evil. And disenfranchised and people of color will continue to die unless it is completely uprooted and taken down and something is created new that is with the foundation of equity and compassion and mental health resources. And I think it's important for us to note that it's not just bad people. It is
a bad system.
Yeah, it's institutional racism and systemic oppression. Let's call it what it is.
And it affects everybody. White supremacy affects everyone. Black people, white people. And I feel like there must be so many people who are sick and evil-minded white people who are like, well, it was black officers. So that that invalidates the point. Yeah. But actually, it proves the point even more because, as you said, it's the system that's the problem.
Yeah.
And it's the dynamic that is embedded in that culture of like being a police officer and that profession is the problem here.
Yeah. And it's the product in which we believe that policing operates and understanding the history in this, of this country that it comes from slave patrol.
Yep.
And it comes from a foundation that already is based on inequity and not valuing people of color. And all of that goes to say, have the conversations. Mm-hmm. It's difficult, but have the conversations. Speak out, protect one another, but specifically Black folk.
Yeah.
It's important that we also note to not become desensitized to Black death and think before you share a video of someone brutally and senselessly being murdered. This isn't normal. You are loved, you are important, and take care of yourselves. Preserve your peace. People, change will come. Conversations are important, but it is also important to give when you can. And we just wanted to uplift the GoFundMe of the family. The official GoFundMe for Tyree's family is GoFundMe.com/F/Tyree Nichols. And we will also put it in the show notes. So please go to it and share it.
Dare We Say is a Crooked Media production.
Caroline Reston is our showrunner, producer, and mommy. And Ari Schwartz is our producer and show daddy. Fiona Pastana is our associate producer, and Sandy Girard is the almighty executive producer.
It's hosted and produced by me, Josie Toda.
And me, Yasmin Hamadi.
And me, Alicia Pascual Peña. Our engineer and editor is Jordan Cantor, and Brian Vasquez is our theme music composer. Our video producers are Matt DeGroot, Nar Melkonian, and Dylan Villanueva, and Mia Kelman.
Lastly, thank you to Jordan Silver, Gabriella Leverett, Jesse McLean, Caroline Haywood, Shayna Hortzman, Daisy Cruz, Danielle Jensen, and Awa Okaladi for marketing the show and making us look so damn good.